Dr. Andy here, live from the Intentional Living Center today. Welcome to our friends on Facebook and on radio around the country and on our podcast around the world from our center here in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, from our studios today. Question, what are you praying about right now? What is it in your life that you're praying about? For your kids, your family, for God to move in the land? What is it? What's your number one prayer, I guess, right now? We'd love to have to know if you're willing to share, and we'd love to pray with you about it. Or maybe how has God answered a prayer already in your life that you want to give a shout out to give him glory? Give me a call. Phone lines open, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717 is the number, and we'd love to hear from you. Right now in my prayer life, my prayer is that God would protect, superintend, and his Holy Spirit would move in the lives of our grandchildren. We have 8 grandkids. And they're being raised in, as you know, as parents and grandparents, in a very difficult time in American history and world history, spiritual-wise and otherwise. And more than ever, they need to have that hedge of protection around them. And so that's a big part of my prayer life right now. For our family, it would be for those grandkids. What about you? What are you praying about, or what has God answered? You want to give a shout out? This is a special week, as we know, Passion Week leading up to Good Friday and Easter, the greatest celebration that we have as believers this weekend. So I thought prayer would be a good topic to talk about. What are you praying about right now that we can join you? How has God answered a prayer? One or both? 888-888-1717 is my number. And you'll come right here into the studio. I'm going to tell you a prayer that Jesus, in fact, the last prayer he had before he went to the cross. We'll share that with you in just a few minutes as he prayed with his disciples before going to the cross, John 17. 888-888-1717 is the number. And we're going to go to Kim first in Michigan. And Kim, how has your life really been impacted by this thing of prayer?
Well, I've always had a praying mother and grandmother, and when my daughter was 4 years old, she had fallen into the Grand River at night, and it was pitch black, and she didn't know how to swim. I mean, she could sort of dog paddle, but that was about it, and I jumped in after her, and it was just as pitch black as could possibly be. You couldn't even see her hand in front of your face, and all I did was just call out, Jesus, save my baby, in my mind. And the brightest light that you've ever seen, the most clear light, I can't even describe it to anything physical that I've ever seen before or seen since, came on, and she was about a kick away from me. I kicked over to her, grabbed onto her. The minute I touched her, the light went out. Nobody else saw the light, even though they knew that we were in the water, because my husband had just jumped in too, but he hadn't seen the light either. And when we were out, I was talking with my daughter. I didn't want her to be afraid because we're boaters. And I said, honey, were you afraid at all? And she said, well, at first I was, but then when Jesus came, I was okay. He said I would be fine. I said, what do you mean when Jesus came? She says, you know, when it got real light, he was standing right behind you, Mommy. Didn't you see him? And then I started shaking.
Wow.
And the only prayer was, Jesus, save my baby, in my mind. And so it doesn't have to be eloquent. All it needs to be is just call on his name when you need it. He knows what you need when you need it. And so whenever I doubt now, I just think back on that, and I just sort of smack myself upside the head.
Amen. Kim, thank you. You listen to that, some are thinking, that's a weird lady. That can't have happened. Listen, those who worship God worship him in spirit and in truth. Not everybody's going to have that experience in life. I haven't. I've never had that experience. But we hear these stories of how God moves in the lives of people and the power of prayer. What are you praying about right now that we can join you in? Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is, wait a minute, that line's not ready yet. Let's move on over to, Angie in Michigan. She's ready to go. Tell me, Angie, what drew you into prayer in your life?
Well, you know, my prayer life started after I spent almost 16 years in a career, and I found myself at a very weird intersection where I was going to be homeless with my 3 children for the first time in my entire adult life. And I really struggled with it because for me, I've always been able to stand on my own two feet. Prayer in my life has always been very present. And you need to be very careful what you pray for when it comes to God, because, you know, I prayed for him to take everything because I wanted him to take everything out of my life that didn't serve him. Mm-hmm. And when you ask a prayer like that, you cannot turn around and worry about what God does take out of your life because it's not serving him to his purpose. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally realized that he got me to a point where, okay, yes, I am going to be homeless with my children, or I was at that point, he used it for his good. He knew I was not where I needed to be to enhance his purpose. And I think that took a lot of worry away from me once he did start revealing that to me. You really have to be careful. You need to mean it when you pray, and you need to not worry about when he does start taking things out of your life because it is for a purpose. You can't pray in one hand and then say, but you can't take that. Or, you know, pray to God to move you where he needs to move you and say, but I don't want to go there. That's not how he works. If you ask, he's going to give it to you. So it's very easy. Now I do have my days, and I struggle with it. I still worry, but I'm getting better at praying, and it's not as scary as it used to be.
Every day. You know, the Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. When you're driving, with your eyes open. When you're walking, when you rise, when you go to bed, that you're constantly in an attitude of prayer. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. What are you praying about right now that we can join you? Or how has God answered prayer? One or both. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Dr. Randy, this is Walter from Warner Robins, Georgia. I'm a partner, and I listen to your station all the time. I listened to your show tonight, and I heard that the funds to keep the show on the air are running low, $23,000, I think you said. Dr. Randy, I'm a disabled man. I don't have that kind of money. But what I do have is I have faith in God, and I believe in prayer that he'll meet your needs. So, Lord, I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to meet the needs of this show, Lord, to keep it on the air because this show is a blessing to people. We learn, we get help through Dr. Randy, through God. God gives them the message, he sends it out. So, Lord, meet the needs that's required to keep this show on the air. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. He has. That's an offering of prayer, isn't it? And if that's what you can do, you do it. Your prayers mean so much to us. Without them, boy, I don't know. The power comes from him, not from us. We're just glad to do it. And I thank you for that prayer. And those of you who join us in doing that through prayer, we appreciate. And those of you who can also enable to stand up and help us in the practical way of paying some of the bills, making sure we're moving forward to minister to more people with your support, we appreciate that as well. If you could just put us in your budget as, let's say, $1 a day, $30 a month, boy, we'd appreciate it. And by the way, right now, a couple things. When you join us, you're going to be automatically included into a drawing that we're going to be doing here in the next few days for a gift card as a way of saying thank you for your support. Just kind of a drawing. But as a reminder, everybody's included. It's not restricted to only those who are joining as members. And so you can join as well. You can do this online at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call during West Coast business hours to join us in support at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Talking prayer, let's go. Austin in Arizona. Hi, Austin. How are you? Hello, Austin. All right, let me go to Caesar, who's in, let me see, in Texas on line three. Hi, Caesar, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Good. Talk to me about prayer.
Well, you know what? I got a story, you know, what God provided for me.
Oh.
I was in the I was in the middle of the road, you know, going home back to San Angelo from Del Rio, ran out of gas. You know, call my buddies to come help me. And, you know, they said they couldn't be there till about 7. And, you know, I just ducked my head. You know, what? I didn't put no gas, you know, and I was just there. And something came to my mind where a white truck was going to pass by there and help me out. And as soon as I ducked my head down, there was a truck. And I waved at him. He didn't stop. He disappeared in the middle of nowhere. As soon as I put my head back up, he was right in front of me with this suit that looked like a painter's suit, you know, all white, like a fiberglass.
Yeah.
He had an old gas tank, put some gas in me. He said, follow me to El Dorado. It's about 15 miles from there. And as soon as we got to the gas station, some lady was right in front of me. And as soon as they clicked him and I, that guy was gone.
Hmm.
And I felt like crying. And I mean, and I called my wife. And that's a real story. Because I wanted to pay that guy. But there's nothing you can pay God. You know, you can't pay him. That's the way you realize somebody's out there watching you.
Amen. Thank you, Caesar. What a story. You know what? Angels unaware. Isn't that what they talk about? We see that in scripture. And I know that we're talking in the spiritual realm here now when we're talking prayer. This is beyond all the material things that we can talk about and focus on. We're talking about spiritual things. It's a spiritual thing. We're praying to a God we cannot see with a need of our heart or our family. That's real. And we trust him to be faithful, to do what he intends to do. Not what we want necessarily all the time, but what he intends to do because he's our father. And good daddies do good things, do the right thing. Even sometimes when we don't agree, right? And so we're talking about the power of prayer. 888-888-1717 is the number. Deanna is in Arizona. Hi there, Deanna.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, good. You have some answered prayer, I see. Go right ahead.
Yes. My son had an incurable kidney disease, and he had the most severe form of his disease. And they still do not know what causes it, and there is still no cure for it today.
Mm.
And it affected both of his kidneys, and even a transplant would not work. And I prayed for 16 years. I did not give up. I asked God, please heal him completely in any way that you choose with no more medication. I could not bear to see the pain he was in.
Mm.
And the steroids that he was on was enormous. And I prayed for 16 years, and one day when we could no longer even afford the medicine, it was over $3,000 a month.
Wow.
And I could not afford medical insurance anymore. And we just did without the medications, and my son was healed. And that medication that disease never came back with no more medication.
And how's he doing today?
Well, my son was healed of that disease for 7 years before he passed away of something different. But God healed him, and he answered my prayer, and my son is with him today.
That's the power of prayer. You know, sometimes God heals. We believe in a healing God. But we also know sometimes he doesn't. He has other plans. I think that's one of the most difficult things in our Christian walk is understanding that God, he can heal, and then 7 years later, something different in a person's life. That we trust him day by day, don't we? Every day. And I think that's the message that Deanna's sharing. Prayed faithfully, and God answered that prayer. Thank you, Deanna. Very special day. All right, let's get back to Austin. Are you there, Austin?
Yes, sir. I apologize.
Oh, it's all right. All right. Life is busy.
You know it.
What have you learned about prayer?
I've learned a lot about prayer, especially, you know, spending time fasting, getting in the Holy Spirit. Recently, the Lord spoke to me and, you know, just praise God. He called me back to worship.
Mm.
It says in Luke chapter 12, and I tell you, whoever declares openly, speaking out freely, and confesses that he is my worshiper and acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man also will declare and confess and acknowledge him before the angels of God. Amen.
Amen. What was it brought you back to the Lord?
I had been in Florida and got laid off from a company January 25th. I'd been growing thin. My roommates were kicking me out. And I left their place in the morning to go live in a sober living property that recently I discovered was not the right situation for me. So I called my mother and returned back to Arizona, and I'm getting back in the church. I'm going to be playing music there, and I'm just so happy to be grounded in the Word again and be around my family.
Mm. All right, brother. Welcome back to Tucson, but more importantly, welcome back to God. He loves you, and just keep growing. Because listen, Satan's going to try to trip you up, brother. He loves to play those tricks. That's why we're intentional living. That's why we do what we do, because we know that every day is a new challenge. We come to Christ, every day is a new challenge. And the question is, what one thing are we doing today to be intentional, to draw closer to Him, to do the things that matter most? We're talking prayer today. For some of you, this may be just a whole new topic. You know, you understand prayer and you breathe a prayer now and then, but really understanding the power of prayer, that God is a God that wants to commune with us, and we do that in prayer. What was the prayer of Christ? Did you know that Jesus prayed just before he went to the cross? What was that prayer? I'll share it with you in just a moment. You want to join us? The question is, how has God been answering a prayer in your life, or what are you praying about right now that we can share with others? 888-888-1717.
I came across Intentional Living. I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
As we approach our spring fundraiser, support the Ministry of Intentional Living. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Listen, when you do, you're a part of a team of people around the country who are waking up to the fact that life is short, and we get a choice in how we live every day, living intentionally in Him. That's why we're here. That's why we do what we do. Thank you for your support. By the way, right now, those of you joining us in monthly support, becoming a new member of the Intentional Living family, dollar a day is a goal. Thank you. Or that single gift for the whole year, you could round that out for the whole year, 360. We'd appreciate it. You're going to help us really be well set as we move into this month, special month of ministry coming up. So what do you do? You can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. When you do and you join us monthly, we'll make sure you receive access to that platform of all that content that we've got up there for you for our members. And also, everybody that does will be automatically included in a drawing for a special gift card coming up here in a couple days by some friends of the ministry who made that possible for us. And by the way, everybody's included. We want everybody, if you can't give but you're praying for us, we want you to be included in that drawing as well. Just go to the website and give us the information. We'll put you in the pot, as it were. All right? TheIntentionalLife.com. That's TheIntentionalLife.com. Back to the calls, the power of prayer. Bill in Texas. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How does prayer impact you?
Well, I'm praying for my sister. She some kind of infection called MRSA.
Uh-huh.
But it's in her eye, and it's making her one of her eyes not work, and they having to do surgery, you know, sticking needles, and that makes me cringe, sticking needles in your eye. Yeah. I can imagine.
Yes.
But it's got her. She don't know really where she got it from, but it sounds kind of scary because the steroids not working, the antibiotics not working. They don't know what they can do to stop it. So I just wanted to, because in my immediate family, all I have is just me and my two sisters, and yeah. My parents been gone.
She's in a different state.
Yeah. Well, one of them lives in Ohio. And me and my oldest sister live in the same town, but yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the sister that has the eye infection?
Nada.
Nada. All right, we're going to ask our listeners to pray for Nada. Listen, there's nothing more powerful than when two or more get together, and we've got thousands together. I'm sure many will pray for Nada. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Let's move on. Let me go to Joy. No, where am I going? I think I'm with David in Michigan. Hi there. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Dr. Randy. How about you?
Good, good. What about prayer in your life?
Yeah, well, first of all, just thank you, praising God, for the Ministry of Family Life Radio over the years. You guys are incredible, and you touch so many lives. So God bless you all and what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. And certainly praying for, you know, the world and our church and the people and all the everything going on, that, you know, praying around for the things around us. But the reason I called today is just because I thought of what you said and personal prayer. This is more about how I've been praying for Joy, you know, as one who has been blessed to walk with the Lord most of his life. You know, you pray sometimes when you're building those altars in the wilderness, you know, the tough times in life, and you're just saying, I'm going to keep praising God, you know, and the praise that puts us in that posture of being able to receive his presence and his joy. And part I'm zeroing in on is praying for that joy, because so often we pray, you know, and we trust God, and we keep saying, you know, I know, God, you have an answer, even if it's not till eternity, you know, but sometimes we feel kind of alone out there in that wilderness. And I just like to hear some of your encouragement and thoughts about the joy part, because I know he's there. I know he's listening. I know his answer is for his glory and my good. But what do you tell people? It's like, I just, Lord, show me a little bit more of that joy, because not happiness, of course, but the joy that is, you know, the verses that you remind me, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Right.
You know, create me a clean heart, you know, and renew the joy of your salvation. I know I'm saved, but he also loves to bless us in sometimes tinier ways till we get that joy, you know, that kind of lifts us up at the right time. And I just like to hear some of those encouraging words from you for me and everyone today.
Well, thank you, David. And you're already around to third base. I mean, you've got it. I was going to use those same scripture. I mean, you know the Bible. Quote those verses. Keep them close to you. I think we got to limit what we allow into our minds. Sometimes we can turn on media today, scan the media, see what's going on in the world. You want to drain joy quickly, just turn on the news sometimes. Now, we need to know what's going on in the world so we can pray, but it's an attitude of concern and worry. Those things are emotions that will drain joy in our life. And it's not that we hide our head in the sand, but we keep focused on the truth, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that's a key. God's intention for us, he loves us, he protects us, he cares for us, he has our future in his hands, and if we really believe that and trust him, we can face the challenges in the day with more joy and less worry. And the fact is, we know that worry goes directly related to how far we go into the future that we can't control, and into the past that's already done. So when we learn to live in the moment today, that's why we focus on the power of living intentionally today, to get up today and know that his mercies are new every morning, and to be able to say, God, today, I trust you. That's a powerful thing. All right, thank you, David. Do I have time here? Let me go to Nicole. By the way, we're going to just leave the phone line open. It's busy. If you get a busy signal, hang up. We're going to continue right after the end of the show here and continue to record for a show coming up next week. We just want to hear how God has answered prayer. If you have a prayer request, others can pray for you. We're just making prayer the center theme of intentional living today. 888-888-1717. Nicole, Michigan, how are you? Hello, Nicole, are you there? All right. Let me go to Laura in Michigan. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
I appreciate your call. How can we pray for you?
Well, this is a praise. A couple years ago, my husband became ill with lung cancer, and we knew that it was terminal, and we had term life insurance, and in June, we got a letter stating that the term was up. Mm. And so they were going to go from like $126 a quarter to $1,000. And I just barely had that much money. And so I started praying that, Lord, should I go ahead and pay this? I'd rather use the money to help him and my husband. And I got a letter in the mail from a friend of my husband's. I didn't tell anybody about this need that I had. I just told the Lord. And he sent us a check for $500.
Wow. That took care of half of that need, and you were able to cover that insurance. Wow. That's powerful. Thank you, Laura. And by the way, we're going to invite people to be praying for. By the way, what is your husband's first name?
Robert.
Robert.
But I got another $500 from a friend of my mother's.
Oh,
after my mother died, the full $5,000 with enough left over to pay a tithe on that $1,000.
I don't know. I have to admit, I know God moves, and I hear these stories, and I should have more faith myself when I hear these things, but God moves in mysterious ways. And as the Bible says, sometimes we only see things like we're looking through a dark piece of glass and we don't fully understand what God does. And sometimes we don't understand why he doesn't. You know, that's just part of the human condition. I'll tell you what, we got to wrap it up here today, but the team here, Jennifer and Steven and Gino and myself, we're going to stay here and just talk to you for the next 30 minutes. So if you want to call and tell us how answered prayer has made a difference in your life, how prayers made a difference, or what you're praying for now, we'd love to talk to you. All right, 888-888-1717. As we wrap up the show today, I just want to say thanks to those of you who have been praying for us and supporting the ministry. I mentioned earlier that I was going to share that verse of that last prayer of Jesus before the cross. Didn't get to it, but I will in the recorded program coming up in a couple days. Fair enough? All right, I'm Dr. Randy. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Have a great day.